This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibration level. I will remind the rest of you that there exists, there's that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, that opportunity for you to alter your consciousness into entering into that meditative state, or that state that allows you to have a telepathic interaction with other entities. Indeed, it's enhanced by the energy that you have created in this afternoon. And we would encourage you to use that opportunity to be involved in that process, but as always, absolutely the choice is yours. Now, this reality that you are experiencing, once again, is a reflection of your beliefs, and it is an illusionary reality. Illusionary, but not insignificant. It becomes difficult, once again, to use a vocabulary to give you explanations, because many of the phrases within your vocabulary conjure up different meanings to different individuals. And illusionary many times signifies insignificant, or something that's not important, or something that's not real. And we're not suggesting that it's insignificant. We're not suggesting that it's not important, absolutely not, but nonetheless illusionary. This awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you experience in all your levels of consciousness. In your altered states of consciousness, in your dream states, and in your between incarnational states, you are involved in realities that are much more real, much more valid, if you wish, than this reality. You're involved in the creation of realities that are much more within your so-called sphere of influence, if you wish, than what you believe is possible in your awakened consciousness state. What you believe is possible. You can absolutely, in your awakened consciousness state, have the capacity to consciously influence and create your reality, to alter the illusion, if you wish, consciously. You've had entities throughout your so-called history, other entities that have existed in incarnational periods that have adapted that ability into their conscious state, have recognized the possibilities and made it a probability, and therefore created a reality consciously. A reality that many individuals look upon and say that that's a creation process that's beyond their capacity. And you, as individuals or as a society, had a tendency to hold those particular creation accomplished individuals up as somehow being superior, as somehow being more enlightened, if you wish. The irony of it is that it's simply holding a different belief system. Those individuals are no more or no less than any other individual. You are all that is. We suggested it many times that every individual existing within your vibrational level exists with each and every atom of your entire universe. And you look at that and wonder, how is that possible? It's possible because it's an illusion. It's possible because you all agree at some level of your consciousness to be involved in this vibrational level. You agree to participate in what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system, to create the illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that makes it appear more real than any other reality that you're involved in, or any other creation process that you're involved in. That's why it appears to be beyond your capacity to control it consciously, because you choose to make it so. That's why it's possible for you to be involved in each and every atom of the entire universe, because it's a reflection of your imagination and of your belief systems. It's that simple. You have examples, once again, throughout your history, where certain individuals had an experience that was not available, if you wish, or not experienced by other individuals in the so-called same time and same space, the same activity, the same interaction, if you wish. Some people experienced a particular event, others did not. Because they didn't hold the different belief system. They held the belief that one is possible, the other is not possible. When you're involved in an activity, you many times experience and witness the same events, but have entirely different reactions. For some it can be a very traumatic event. For others it can even be what you might refer to as an enjoyable or desirable activity or event. Same event, different interactions, validating beliefs that you hold. You create this reality once again for a very simple reason, and that's to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible in any other vibrational level where you understand that you're in control. In your vibrational level, you put in place this electromagnetic type of energy, limit your capacity to believe and to understand in your awakened consciousness state that it's your creation, and as a result of that limitation, you enhance the experience to the point where the emotions and feelings are much more intense than what they are in any other type of creation process in any of the other vibrational levels. That doesn't mean it's any more real. It's that you believe that it's more real. If you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy to limit your capacity to understand your creation process and to understand who and what you truly are. You are all this. You are all interconnected, not only with the individuals in your vibrational level, but with all of the entities throughout all of creation, if you wish, throughout all of the vibrational levels, throughout all that is. You are part of it all. It becomes very difficult to give you a type of an explanation that you can grasp and get an understanding, for each time that we attempt to give you an analogy, it has limitations. If we suggest you're a piece of the wind, then you conjure up this huge one that you are but a small part of, and it's not that way. You're the entire one. Each and all of you are the entire one, existing within that same capacity as any other entity or individual that creates the reality. Any other stock of consciousness, if you wish. And so it becomes difficult even to suggest that you're a stock of consciousness. Once again, conjures up this illusion that there must be this enormous fire and we're but a spark from that fire, and it's not that way at all. You're the entire fire. And to suggest that you exist throughout each and every atom of your entire universe becomes very difficult to comprehend. And to give you an analogy, once again, becomes limiting. We could suggest that you're like the ocean, for example, made up of many, many multitudes of molecules. Molecules that are a combination of oxygen and hydrogen. And you all understand that, absolutely. Those molecules comprised of oxygen and hydrogen also exist throughout your so-called atmosphere in conjunction with other elements as well. But nonetheless, throughout your entire atmosphere, you have oxygen and hydrogen. So oxygen and hydrogen then are as well a part of your so-called oceans and your water, comprised of the same elements, existing throughout your so-called entire universe that involves your atmosphere and your water capacities, your moisture. It doesn't matter what element it's in, they exist in each and every one of them. You as entities exist in each and every atom of the entire universe, in each and every atom, in every molecule that is comprised in your universe. And how can you do that? It's an illusion. It's not real. It's not insignificant. We're not suggesting that it's not important, but it's not real. It's an illusionary reality. It's a validation of your belief systems. It's your creation. And as a result, once again, of that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil, if you wish the terminology to apply, that veil limits your capacity to understand in your awakened consciousness state your involvement in the creation process. It enhances, once again, the emotions and feelings. And that's why you're here. That's why you choose to exist in this vibrational level. Many entities spend enormous amounts of time trying to connect with who they are. Go through all types of interactions and become involved in all types of traditions trying to establish some connection with who they are. You're all that is. You can't lose your spirituality. We've used the analogy before that it's like putting your right hand behind your back and then wondering where it went to. You can't lose that connection. It's who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create your reality. You are a spark of consciousness that you reach that's responsible for the creation of the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state that validates the beliefs that you hold, and you have difficulty in accepting that type of creation process as being your responsibility, because you put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that you choose to maintain and to sustain that limits your capacity to understand in the awakened consciousness state who you are and the methods that you apply to create this reality that you are experiencing. It's really that simple. You can make it more complicated. Not only can you go once again, go to great lengths to make it more complicated, go to great lengths to try to connect with this seemingly lost spirituality that you can't lose, but that you choose to hide from. And when you can't make that connection, many individuals then have the tendency to say, well, then there must be some other spirituality that's responsible for this creation. There must be something that's more. And then you get into this belief system that you must experience certain realities in order to learn, in order for you to grow somehow. You don't have to grow. You are already all that is. You can choose, if you wish, to hold that belief. You can create the realities to validate that you're not in control. Not only can, but many do, absolutely. You can choose to believe that there's an entity existing outside or throughout your vibrational level, whichever you choose to believe. And you can indeed have realities created in experience that validate that belief system. That's not right or wrong. It's a choice. It's a validation of a belief system. It's a desire using imagination and having the expectation to bring it into being so that you can have the experience that you're not in control, that there's this other entity or entities or that even the other individuals that you're interacting with in a day-to-day basis can influence and create your reality that can have an influence on the outcome of what you're experiencing. If you wish to believe that, then you can have it. If you wish to give that power to someone else to influence your reality, you can do so. Absolutely. But you still control it. It's your choice. You see, many individuals believe that you have a choice. I can choose to do this and this and this. But then, if it comes to something that's real, then it's much more difficult to make that choice. I can choose to arise at 10 o'clock each morning or at 8 o'clock each morning. I can choose to be involved in a certain type of activity or employment. I can make those choices. You see, those are choices that are based upon a societal belief system and on an individual belief system, and I validate that belief and I can do that. I can be in control of that element, that certain aspect of my correction and my existence. That much I can control. But when it comes to controlling my relationships with other individuals, now that's a little different. You see, that's real. When it comes to controlling my creation of abundance and experiencing abundance, well, that's different. You see, that becomes real. That is influenced by other individuals, you see. And so then there is the difficulty. Because you believe that you're not in control of those aspects of your creation. The reality you experience validates the belief you hold. The stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you desire. Based upon what it is that you believe. What it is that you imagine. And most certainly your expectations. So, you expect that you can control the time that you rise in the morning. You expect that you can have control over the type of employment that you're involved in. You expect certain aspects, perhaps, of relationships that you can be involved in and that you control. But there are other elements. Well, those are real. You see, those are much more difficult. Because they are real. Because they're not just something that I can make a choice, but indeed are something that are influenced by the choices of others as well. We're suggesting that all of those choices are interactions with those individuals, and at some level of your consciousness you agree to participate in that creation process to validate a belief system. It's really that simple. You create the reality to validate the beliefs that you hold. And you, as a human consciousness, have chosen, not something that's been subjected to you by some other entity or entities existing either within or outside of your vibrational level. You have chosen to alter the energy that makes up this vibrational level. And as a choice to alter that energy, and as a result of that choice, you have created the possibility to consciously influence and create your reality in a manner that's not been possible in your so-called history. It's what we've referred to many times as this entering into what your new agers like to refer to as the new age and the new energy. A very subtle change in the very makeup of the energy that is comprised throughout your universe. You, as a human consciousness, have agreed to participate in the alteration of that energy. And many individuals, particularly those who are choosing to reincarnate at this time, are bringing with them as a basic belief that they have chosen in their so-called subconsciousness to hold that belief that it's possible for them to consciously influence and create their reality. And so you're seeing what your new ages, once again, are referring to as the indigo children. Those children that seem to have capabilities to create a reality that's beyond anything that's been experienced in your so-called past. And it's not any different than some other unique individuals in your so-called past. It's just that at this particular concept of your time and space, it's becoming something that's more possible, if you wish, and therefore more probable for every entity to be involved in because of your choice as a human consciousness to alter the energy that's comprised this universe that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And so these so-called indigo children, these entities that are reincarnating and bringing with them that basic belief system, human consciousness belief system, that it's possible to consciously influence their reality, are creating in manners that, once again, your so-called old age entities are looking upon with some type of amazement. It's like, wow, look at those kids, it's unreal. It's not unreal, it's something that's available to every entity, something you have to believe. And once again, those entities that are reincarnating have it in their so-called human consciousness belief system to be involved in, to participate in, and to hold as being an absolute. It's like breathing air. An absolute, very difficult to exist without that concept that you must consume air, you must use oxygen in order to exist. It's like believing in time and space. Very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to step outside of that belief system. You do it on a regular basis in altered states of consciousness. You get glimpses of these situations where time has absolutely no meaning, but in your awakened consciousness state it's much more difficult. You alter your consciousness. You daydream many times. And enter into that altered state of consciousness where time and space are illusionary. Where these so-called new agers, these indigo children, have the capacity, seemingly like never before, to be involved in that process. Where time and space are more illusionary. These so-called indigo children that understand that it's not a matter of having to ask for a reality to be experienced, but rather understand that it's theirs to grasp and to have if they so desire. They have but to believe. And so they, once again, are creating realities that are seemingly miraculous in terms of your so-called past or your history, even to the point where these so-called indigo children are having the capacity to physically alter their DNA in a manner that your scientists are looking on in bewilderment and saying that's not possible. Born with a certain type of DNA that has within it, buried within it, certain aspects of possibilities for experience to be created in their so-called future, or indeed even in that particular time and space contingent of their incarnational period. In those entities, these so-called indigo children choose to alter the DNA. They don't want to have that experience. And so they not only alter the energy surrounding the DNA to make that change from a probability into a possibility, but they alter the entire DNA and take it away. They change the belief system. It's within each and everyone's capacity to do so. You just don't believe it. It's that simple. You have but to believe. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You are the God that you search for. You create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding and to understand who and what you truly are at some level of your consciousness. Those are but the three truisms throughout your entire universe. All the rest is up for grabs. All the rest is a reflection of your imagination and belief systems, and you can change it. Absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
About beliefs, I've asked before, but changing beliefs, why does it seem like we have a difficult time changing negative beliefs to positive, to anything that's detrimental to us? We tend to focus on the negative, in terms of the positiveness, like...
It's important to understand, first of all, that negative and positive are human consciousness concepts. They don't exist at the level from which you create your reality. The fog of consciousness that you are creates the reality without judgment, without saying, well, that's good or bad, that's positive or negative. When you hold a belief system, the reality that you experience validates the belief system, and the fog of consciousness that you are rejoices at that creation process. Without judging whether or not it's right or wrong, positive or negative, that's a human consciousness concept. Many times, as we've suggested, those belief systems, particularly in what you would refer to as the so-called old age energy, many times those belief systems are belief systems that are chosen in altered states of consciousness that we, in order to give an explanation that has some type of ability for you to understand is based upon a belief in time and space. Those choices, those belief systems are put in place in what you refer to as between incarnational periods, when you choose to reincarnate. You see, time and space are illusions. It all occurs simultaneously. It's difficult to give an explanation because it's not possible. Each explanation uses a terminology that's based upon your belief in time and space, such as simultaneously. That means it's all happening at the same time. And in a sense, that's true. And yet the past and the present and the future are all encompassed, including the so-called reincarnation or between incarnational periods. But in order to give you an explanation that you grasp in your conscious state, we refer to that passage of time as being real. And so in your so-called between incarnational state, you choose belief systems. I'd like to have that experience. And I'd like to be involved in that type of creation. And I want to interact with that individual. And that individual says, oh yeah, that sounds like a good deal. We'll be involved in that. I'd like to experience that as well. And so you put in place the possibilities for experiences to come into your reality in your awakened consciousness state in a particular incarnational period. You choose to be involved in situations, for example, that in your awakened consciousness state you believe are negative experiences. you choose to be involved with entities that are perhaps in abusive situations when you're in your so-called childhood, and it becomes difficult for individuals who are mature individuals, supposedly, to look upon that situation and have an understanding that the entities that are involved because they choose to be involved. They agree to participate, to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings. As difficult as that is to grasp, it's nonetheless quite accurate. When you're involved in a situation that appears to be an abusive situation, more often than not, it's the one that's being abused that's in control. As difficult as that is to grasp, when the one that's being abused chooses to end the abuse, then the whole interaction and relationship changes, and it ends. It stops. And so it's the one that's being abused, it's the victim, most of the time, that's in control. And that becomes difficult to grasp when you look at a situation and you're judging it and you're saying, well, look at that poor individual, that poor entity, particularly if it's a child that's involved in that situation. We're suggesting that at some level of the consciousness, all are the one, all are equal, all are agreeing to participate. When another entity becomes involved in that relationship and they interfere and you look upon them as being the so-called savior of that child and rescuing it from the abusive situation, all the entities involved in that experience have agreed at some level of their consciousness to be involved. All are involved in validating realities and belief systems that they hold. As difficult as that is to grasp, there is not one instance in your so-called awakened consciousness experience that you are not in control of. And so when an individual is experiencing what you refer to as less than desirable experiences, it's a validation of beliefs. It's not right or wrong. You see, that's where the difficulty comes in understanding in your awakened consciousness state. Why would I inflict myself with this pain? Why would I be involved in this creation? What am I doing wrong? You're not doing anything wrong. You've made choices to have an experience. This particular incarnational period is not who and what you truly are. It's an experience. It's like walking into the theater. We've used the analogy many times that you're involved in a multitude of theaters. And you walk into the theater and you do a play and you, while you're involved in that play, become so engrossed in the play and in the involvement that you forget who you are. And then there comes intermission and you run back out into the lobby and into the hallways and you interact and you pat each other on the back and say, ah, that was great, eh? I was really doing well. Did you see the tears that I had? Did you see all the emotions? I was, oh, that was unreal. That was awesome. Now what are we going to do? Let's do this. And you run back onto the theater and once again become so engrossed in the play that you forget that it's illusionary. There is the play. And then you come back into the lobby and you congratulate each other again and you, oh, that was great. You choose to be involved at some level of your consciousness to validate belief systems. And it's a validation of belief systems that gives you the emotions and feelings as to whether that's a good or bad feeling. Belief systems, many times, once again, that you choose at a level of your consciousness, that's what we refer to as the between incarnational state. You choose. And in your awakened consciousness state, you believe this is it. This is the most important existence that I can have. The irony of it is that you have a multitude of them. You're involved in a multitude of these existences, and each one is as important as the other. Many individuals alter their consciousness and go into a type of a meditative state, and they're involved in what your New Agers like to refer to as past life regression. It's simply tapping into another experience that you're involved in creating at the same time as you're involved in creating this one. And when you're in that experience, when you get involved in that so-called past life experience and regression, many times that can be as real and even more inviting than the current one that you're involved in. And you wish to stay there. It's not unusual for people to be involved in a past life experience and to come back into this conscious state and in their awakened consciousness state have a memory of that interaction and say, oh, I wish I could stay there. That was so much better. That was unreal. Many individuals in that so-called altered state of consciousness experience dying, if you wish, ending a particular incarnational period, and they have that experience of what it's like to be in the between incarnational state at that level of their consciousness where they're aware of the creation process. And they're overwhelmed. It's like, wow, I'd just love to stay there. But you wouldn't really, because you'd be there. You're here because you choose to be, not because you have to be. If you wish to be in that state, you'd be in that state. Many individuals involved in the so-called near-death experience go into that state and retain memories. And they give vivid descriptions of what's occurring in this so-called awakened consciousness state. They're looking down upon this reality. They can come back and tell you certain occurrences that they said happened while they were so-called dead, when they were altered to consciousness. And they desire to stay in that altered state. It's such a peaceful state. It's because they're becoming aware that it's their creation. They're becoming aware that these so-called negative experiences are their choices, and they don't have to experience them. And so it becomes very difficult to give you an answer as to why it's difficult to tap into those belief systems, other than they are belief systems that many times are made, once again, at that level of your consciousness that you're involved in that so-called between incarnational state. Well, we hesitate to give methods or techniques, because the method or the technique is not nearly as important as the one's belief in method or the technique. But if one is to go with inside, if one is to meditate, if you wish, with the intent of connecting with that portion of your so-called higher self that's responsible for the creation process, you can get glimpses of the reality that's beyond this conscious state. You can get glimpses of who and what you truly are. And when you have that glimpse, you will begin to realize that it's not possible for you to find those answers in a book or on a tape or from any other individual in your awakened consciousness state, but rather it's an experience that you must endeavor to bring into your memory through altering your consciousness. The answers are within inside. You alter your belief systems. Indeed, as we had suggested, by using your desire and imagination and expectation, by putting in place that list of principles and applying the principles so you begin to like who you are. And as you like who you are, others will like who you are. When you make the choices and decisions, if you're involved in a situation, you don't necessarily have to eliminate the situation, but you can change how you experience it. You can change your perception of who and what you truly are. And if you go within inside and you get that glimpse of that unconditional love, the glimpse of the experience that individuals have in that so-called altered state of consciousness that you refer to as a near-death experience, or indeed an experience that you can have in an altered state of consciousness when you're in the so-called past life regression techniques or experiences, and you bring that back into your conscious state, it's quite possible that your entire outlook on your existence will change. It's a choice. And it's a choice that one can make consciously. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
I have one, I guess, if you want to just kind of hear from me for a second. I'm interested in channeling, And it would be interesting to hear from a channeled entity what you think are some beliefs that might be supportive of a person who wants to do that. Or
each of you has a capacity to do that type of channeling, and many individuals or entities do that without even recognizing what they're involved in. Many individuals enter into a state where they're involved in some type of a creation process, be it someone who's involved in a creative arts, such as in your musical expressions, such as in some type of literary expressions or in some type of artistic form, enter into an altered state of consciousness where they actually are channeling, to use that terminology, where they, if you ask them, where did that come from? What kind of a state are you in? And they'll tell you, we're just like in a zone. Many entities get in that zone where time and space seem to have absolutely no consequence, where they just don't recognize that there's a passage of time, and when they once again are in a state of seemingly unresponsive to their so-called outside influences in their awakened consciousness state. Channeling. Just a different terminology to be in a different zone. Many individuals do that, absolutely. We have been involved with our friend Elias through, to use your analogy of history, for many, many incarnations, if you wish. We first began interacting with this entity in a time and space when he was referred to as Elijah. And is indeed, if you look into the past history of this incarnational period and our interaction, we referred to him as Elijah, a very common interaction, one which he was retained, that type of entity, throughout the so-called incarnational period. Understanding, of course, that incarnational periods are occurring simultaneously. Interactions are simultaneous throughout this particular experience. That interaction, that exchange of information, is a two-way street, so to speak, beneficial to both individuals. It involves a capacity, first of all, to surrender your so-called consciousness without any fear. It's to have an absolute faith that you can allow that consciousness to get out of the way and be involved in other things, and to allow another entity seemingly to possess and to utilize this so-called physical body, if you wish. This interaction, once again, we've been involved in throughout many incarnational periods, when the name was Elijah, when the name was Elias, in this particular incarnation when the name is Ellis, three particular variations of the same entity, choosing the same label, if you wish, the same identity, the same name to follow through the incarnational period. Not unusual. Indeed, many individuals do that. Many individuals just don't have that recognition. However, if you go into past incarnational state, if you wish, if you choose to be involved in that type of interaction, then many times you get glimpses of incarnations where the experience was quite similar to this one, where you had the same similar name throughout your various incarnational periods. That's not unusual. It's quite common, in fact, where you interact with other entities that you've been involved with in other incarnational periods, perhaps in different relationships, but nonetheless, same entities being involved in the same creation process in a particular incarnational period. And so it is that we have been involved and are quite grateful for that interaction. It allows us to interact with the experience with our friend Elias, while allowing Elias to interact and experience in other levels of consciousness. That's available to each and every one of you. It's not something that's beyond your capacity. You have but to believe. You have but to trust. Trusting is a very difficult issue, to allow your consciousness to step completely aside and to allow that experience to occur. Many individuals look at this, oh, I'd love to channel. I'd love to experience that. When we're involved in this interaction, Elias very often does not have any type of recall of this interaction, of what you are experiencing. Indeed, their interaction is in a different level of their own consciousness, similar to what you can enter into in a meditative state. It's not something that's difficult for you to do. We're not suggesting that this is some type of phenomena that's not available to everyone. It is, absolutely. It's a type of phenomena, however, that requires that you hold certain belief systems, and some of those belief systems are that you can allow another entity to utilize your particular physical being, if you wish, to interact when you step completely aside without any fear, without any doubt, without any belief that there could be repercussions, or that this is somehow something that is difficult to do. You have but to believe. The most difficult is to trust. The most difficult is to allow your consciousness to step aside and to be involved in a meditative type of state, and to invite some entity to interact. When we began in this incarnational period, the intent was expressed to have a so-called loving entity interact and to express itself to this entity. A very common thread, if you wish, throughout other incarnational periods, one which we are quite familiar with. This interaction with us, between Elias and our particular entity, which you have chosen to label as Josiah, is not new. It's not something that's just begun in this particular vibrational level incarnational state. But indeed, it's an interaction, a relationship that exists throughout various levels, throughout various incarnational states. And it's available to each of you. You have but to believe. You have but to desire. Use your imagination. Be willing to allow your consciousness to step aside and to have absolute and unconditional trust and love in another entity. And then it's available. It's that simple. It's not difficult. It's a belief that one must hold. It's a desire, an imagination, an expectation that's involved in this interaction, the same as any other creation process that you're involved in your vibrational level and in your creation. You have but to believe. Does that answer your question?
Yes, very interesting. Thank you.
Well, now, it has indeed been a very enjoyable afternoon and interaction, and we would like to once again express our gratitude to each of you and to remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity. You have but to believe, and the interaction is absolutely available to each of you. And so until the next time, if you offer us this opportunity, we would express our gratitude and our farewell to each of you with love and with peace.